and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Wherever you are in the world today, welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name is Paul Kramer. I'm your host. Thank you very much again, Bruce Buffer, the veteran voice of the Octagon. I hope that you've been having a fantastic week. It is week number 17 in the week, and it is becoming very much cold here in the Southern Hemisphere, and I hope in the North you are enjoying some really lovely spring weather, and that is going to bring you some joy very soon with summer coming on. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And to news coming out of the US and Auburn University and Professor James Jim Doffler, good colleague and friend and researcher of mine at Auburn University, who is teaching architecture, the Auburn University CADC now offers short courses focused on mass timber. So the College for Architecture, Design and Construction offers coursework in mass timber construction with Tom Chung, who is the professor of practice there, hosting these events. There are three main components. One is sustainability. The second is that wood is a renewable resource that can regenerate itself through renewal processes by growing more trees, which effectively grows more buildings. And the third aspect is the prefabricated nature of mass timber construction being a different form of construction to that of traditional pathways and providing a unique benefit when using mass timber. So congratulations to everyone at Auburn University. And if you're interested in doing a mass timber focused architecture course, why not try the School for Architecture, Planning and Landscape, who are offering these courses through Auburn University. And heading to New Zealand now, and the Auckland University of Technology's A1 building is set for completion in 2024 and is the first step in the university's master plan to reinvigorate the North Campus, providing new social and academic heart to the university. The timber-framed atrium connects with the new building with the existing facilities. There is amazing architectural renderings that you can go and have a look at on our Mass Timber Construction LinkedIn feed. Great drawings, great project. Really looking forward to this innovative use of post-tensioned LVL structure combined with adaptive reuse, existing building, and some outstanding results from a carbon neutrality perspective. And if you have not seen the news lately in relation to the videos that are on our LinkedIn feed social media for the bridge structure, which goes between two existing buildings supplied out of Nordique in Canada, go and have a look at the structure being erected between two buildings. It is an amazing looking construction video, and you can see the innovative use of mass timber products in a bridge structure at an elevated height, so effectively a sky bridge. And Jackson Clements Burrows Architects in Melbourne in Australia are pleased to announce that La Trobe University North and South Apartments that have been shortlisted for the 2023 Property Council of Australia Innovation and Excellence Award for Best Sustainable Development. The images for that particular building, which were supplied by Exlam Dolomiti out of Italy with TTW Engineering on the project, is available now on the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. If you wish to go and have a look at that, you will be able to see the incredible building that was developed several years ago now, but great to see it coming into the fore. Some sad news now, though, and I know that LNG, or Legal & General, originally started out with cross-laminated timber in mind for their prefabricated homing to meet the crisis for construction of residential homes in the UK. Legal & General have halted production, and the manufacturing division of the organisation has now been closed, with 450 jobs put at risk, casting doubt over the entire company's future. And we understand that they are trying to find a suitable person to put an investment into Legal & General to keep it going. Our thoughts, prayers and hearts and concerns are out for all those people this week as they progress through a journey of transition from what was an impressive, amazing, ambitious objective to try and take on the housing crisis problem in the UK. And unfortunately now it has seemed to have taken a bit of a stumble. Let's hope it gets back on its feet and they can continue the great work that they started out on many years ago. That's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. We hope that you have an incredible week. We look forward to bringing the news next week. Don't forget the special guest episodes. If you haven't hit the subscribe button now, please do and never miss an episode. Please like the podcast, give us a review, leave a positive comment, or get involved with on social media and be involved in conversations that are happening around mass timber construction globally. And we look forward to bringing you the news again next week. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're in the world today. My name is Paul Kramer, signing off on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.